In order to play with this record, you must tune your bass to ours.
Look out.
Listening to DJ EJ.
What will people say?
Good morning, good morning. Happy, happy Cinco de Mayo. Welcome back to your daily dose of the morning buzz. I am your host, DJ EJ, better known as Navy Petty Officer Eloise Johnson. I am so very excited because, as always, being it's a Monday, we've got two amazing guests in the studio with us. Please help me welcome Heather and Angelina with MWR Fitness. Good morning, ladies. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I love the energy that comes from both of you, and it's great to have you both back in the studio. It's been a minute since we've all been together, so I am loving all of the energy.
Oh, yeah, and it's the sunniest morning ever. Have you been outside yet?
I have, and it is gorgeous outside.
Oh, my gosh.
It is absolutely beautiful.
Gorgeous.
I know. It's gorgeous. I like the way that worked out well. So for all of our listeners out there, make sure you continue to keep it here because we have so much information. And I'm so very excited because when we come back, we're going to be talking about some new additions to MWR Fitness. So make sure you continue to keep it here. You're listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella. And in case you forgot, that is a station serving you America's best.
Anxiety, keep on trying me.
We could dance all night.
That was Miles Smith with Nice to Meet You. And welcome back. We are here with MWR Fitness' own Heather and Angelina, who is gracing us with their presence in the studio. Happy Monday, ladies. Glad to have you in.
Happy Monday to you. Glad we could pencil you in and make it work out.
I love this.
We're pretty busy on Mondays.
Indeed. And yet you make so much time for us, and we really appreciate that. We were just talking about how beautiful the weather is. It is absolutely gorgeous outside.
It's officially shorts season.
Yes.
That's it.
It is. It absolutely is.
And put away the workout pants, the long yoga pants. It's now short season.
It's time to reintroduce those shorts.
Let's
That's
go.
Right. It is absolutely gorgeous outside, so I'm definitely loving it. So before we left, we kind of just gave a little bit of a teaser to expect some really cool upcoming things happening within the world of MWR Fitness, and I'm just going to let you take it away, Heather.
So I am so excited to announce that starting tomorrow for the month of May and beyond, on Tuesdays, we will be doing lunchtime yoga at NAS2 in the racquetball court. Finally, fitness classes at lunchtime at NAS2. So excited. We have a new yoga instructor. Her name's Alicia. She's fantastic. I did a class with her and loved it. Had such a good time. So yeah, so anybody that is tired, sore, maybe needs a little pick-me-up in the middle of the day, lunchtime yoga from 11:30 to 12:30 at NAS2 on Tuesdays. So tomorrow, May 6th, next week, May 13th, after that, May 20th, May 27th, we've got you taken care of. Going all month long for May and hopefully beyond.
I love that.
Yes.
And shout out to Alicia because that
She's
is so
fantastic.
Cool. That is so cool to be able to do that. And I love yoga. And to know that there's some yoga that's offered during the lunchtime is
yes.
awesome.
Yes. And NAS2 doesn't always get the fitness love. We've got a lot of difficulties with that gym over there, but we do our best and we're so excited to get this in. So yeah, everybody, there's no excuses now.
You know what?
Everybody should be able to reach their toes, stretch
yes.
it out, starting to get ready for the PRT. Anybody out there that's upping their fitness, anybody that is looking for some extra time for some FEP sessions, we've now got that opportunity at least one day a week. We're hoping to increase it. So very, very, very excited.
Agreed upon. And it's not too early to start when it comes to PRT. Not
no.
that we should be working towards our PRT, of course, because this is definitely a part
should
of our lifestyle.
Should be year-round fitness,
it
but
is.
I
yes.
totally understand that's not always the case.
That's not always the case. And when it's not, there's lunchtime yoga. So
exactly,
I love that.
Exactly.
I love that a lot.
We got you covered. So there's no excuses now. Everybody should be able to limber up for the summertime and beyond.
When I
so
tell
excited.
You, I used to do yoga at my last command, and I was so jealous of like other platforms because they would have yoga classes, and
uh-huh.
we were one of those that just didn't. And we would see these pictures come up on Divids, and I was like, why are they doing yoga
yeah.
and we aren't?
Yeah.
So I implemented a yoga class,
love
and it.
It
was the coolest thing in the world because eventually we got to be a part of a command-wide like fitness kind of expo.
Yeah.
And so we actually had like these multiple fitness classes offered on the flight deck, and it was amazing. Cool. And it was early in the morning, too. The sun was barely making its way out. And we were doing all of our little downward dog poses and our rag doll. And it was just so amazing to be out in the open water. The sun was coming up. And here
what
we are.
Memory.
It was amazing.
I love it.
Yes. And we took pictures. We were just out there with our yoga pants. And it was like the best thing ever.
Yeah.
It really was.
I love it. It's fantastic. So we are hoping that we're able to give Alicia a couple more classes a week. Just build up that base, because I think yoga is such a good opportunity for everybody to just kind of work on some flexibility, mobility, all the issues that as we age, we need to think about.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So very excited about that. If you have a yoga mat at home, bring it with you for class. Otherwise, we will have some available from 11:30 to 12:30 on Tuesdays at NAS too.
I love
lunchtime
that.
Yoga.
That is really good.
Come
and
join us.
That is a challenge to all of you with and without yoga mats. Make sure that you make your way on over to Lunchtime Yoga, which is happening every Tuesday in the month of May from 11:30 to 12:30 at the NAS 2 racquetball court. So thank you so much for that.
Yeah.
And speaking of a good challenge, we've got the command challenge coming up, right?
We do. Friday, May 16th. Everybody mark your calendars. We've got a couple teams signed up already, looking for some more people to get signed up. Super excited. That's going to be Friday, May 16th at the NAS 2 turf field from 10 to 14. We're just going to have a variety of fitness activities, finishing with a fitness challenge. So there's something, a little bit of something for every type of ability. So you may not be the one that wants to get out there and play wiffle ball like Angelina, hit the dingers.
Dingers. That's
hit
it.
The dingers. But you might be really into Navy trivia. So either way, there's a spot for everyone at the Command Challenge. So come on out.
I like
get
that.
Get registered.
That is incredible. Gosh, this week, this month already has gone by so quickly.
I just want everybody to stop what they're doing if it's work-related. Head outside. Head to the gym. Do whatever they can. Fitness is fun. It's more fun than work. Come on out. NAS 1, NAS 2, wherever you're at. Head outside. Do some fitness. Lunchtime. Who needs lunch? You need lunchtime yoga. You
That's
know what I mean?
It.
Who needs work on a Friday? You need a command challenge.
That was like the best ad ever.
And
who
Heather gets
lunch?
Fired after this.
No, that was amazing. And I love, too, that you spoke to the importance of fitness, exercise, and taking advantage of the outdoors, because now it's actually starting to warm up. That weather is really spot on. So
we're in that sweet
amazing.
Spot. Yes. In like another probably 4 to 6 weeks, it's going to be too hot to exist. And then all of a sudden, and it's freezing cold again. Like right now is when you really need to take advantage, get outside, get some vitamin D, get a little fitness in.
Agreed.
I promise everyone will be happier if they do it.
You really will be. Gosh, there's something about working out outside.
You always feel better after workout than you did before. So
you
it's
do.
Like, it's just...
You really do.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just,
your family
you feel like
will
a
thank
new
me.
Person.
Just go outside, work out. You're welcome, everyone.
That was really good. I love that one so much. And for those of you within earshot, make sure you take advantage of all of these fitness classes that are being offered to you, because it's being offered with you and your health in mind. Make sure you continue to keep it here. We still have so much more to cover. Here's Teddy Swims with Bad Dreams.
Time is going down. Time is running out.
One of them is how bad I need you.
That was Julia Michaels with Issues, and we are here today. We've got MWR Fitness in the building, so we are excited. The energy is all the way live, and we've been talking so much about fitness, and now we're getting into some sports. So what are we looking at when it comes to sports, Angelina?
So first off, I know Heather said something about it being a short season.
Uh-huh.
Which it's great, but my version of that is it's finally iced coffee season.
Ooh, I like that.
So I made my first iced coffee of the season today, which unfortunately it's not hitting as much as I would like it to, so I'm a little tired, but we'll get through this together.
We'll do it together.
Yes. Right. So for pickleball, so tonight is the last night that we are doing open play pickleball at the NAS 1 gym. It's from 6 to 8. So if you haven't had practice yet for the upcoming Captain's Cup tournament, please come out tonight. Again, NAS 1 gym. Get your pickleball playing in right before the tournament that begins when does it begin? May 19th. Yes. So the registration deadline for that, for men's, women's, and co-ed doubles, it is a doubles tournament, will be Friday, May 16th. Yes.
Nice.
And I already have a few people signed up, because pickleball, it's growing and it cannot be stopped.
That is wild.
It is going to take over the world.
It really will. And considering that we just celebrated National Pickleball Month and it's spilling over into the month of May, I think is pretty exciting.
Yes.
It says a lot about the sport.
Yeah. So again, because it's a Captain's Cup event, you have to compete with the command you're attached to. So active duty and spouse's dependents, as long as you are 18 at plus and you're graduated from high school, you can play. But you have to compete with the command you're attached to. So if you're a spouse, not active duty, you would have to compete with someone from your active duty spouse's command attached to their command.
Mm, yeah. Okay. Very interesting. All very interesting. Okay. All right. So what else are we looking at when it comes to sports?
So we are in the midst of our slow pitch softball season. So towards the end of our slow pitch softball season, we are having a Captain's Cup home run derby. So if you are interested in hitting some, what did we say? Dingers. the registration deadline for that is Wednesday, May 28th. So we do have a few weeks, but the event date is going to be Friday evening, May 30th out at the NAS to Turf Field.
Ooh.
So let's have everybody sign up and show off their dingers.
I love that. That is a great way to bring everybody out.
Yeah.
Make sure everybody shows off those dingers for the Captain's Cup Home Run Derby. Gosh, that's hard for me to say that.
Yeah.
I have to slow down when I say that.
Captain's Cup Home Run Derby.
Yes, I find myself having to pause.
Wasn't the Kentucky Derby this past weekend? Or am I crazy?
You are not crazy. That is
okay.
Correct.
Okay, so we're going with the derby theme and the pickleball theme and all that stuff. Look
Very
at me.
True.
Can I wear a big hat and a fancy dress?
You certainly can.
Of course you can. I did not plan this is a coincidence that all this is happening around the same time, I promise.
That is funny that you say that, because it could not have come at a better time.
Mm-hmm.
So that worked out exceedingly well. I love it. Okay, so for that event, that is on Friday, May 30th, but the deadline is the 28th,
yes.
That Wednesday prior. Okay.
Yes.
Got it. Very nice. Okay, and lastly, I know we are in search of some officials, too.
Yes, so again, just kind of looking ahead, I'm trying to get some feelers out, but Captain's Cup in our intramural basketball season is going to be in the summer, so we're not doing outdoor sports in the hottest part of the year. We can be inside in the AC in the evening. But we are looking for basketball officials. So if you have any prior experience, or maybe not so much, come contact me. And we are looking for people that want to learn or know how to officiate basketball games.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. Okay.
Yeah.
Love it. Love it. I could not, you know what? And I really appreciate that too, because what I never understood is why somebody would coordinate sports outside during some of the hottest days of the year. I never understood that.
The first year I didn't realize how hot it was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And our previous news station, Japan, we played outdoor sports all year round. It was kind of gross and muggy during the summer. But my first year here, we did do ultimate frisbee out during end of July and August. Black flag every day, and shout out to those guys because they came out and they still played.
Yikes.
And we were just sweat fest.
Unreal.
It was yes. So we're gonna
sweat fest.
We're kind of shifting indoors during that, so we can still go sports during
go
the summer.
Sports.
Yeah.
Indeed. Love it, love it. There's so much to look forward to when it comes to MWR Fitness.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't thank you ladies enough for being here in the studio and providing so much information. So I'm sure there are people that are listening in. They've got questions, or they're just looking to just bother you all throughout your day. So how do they do that?
So if you are interested in signing up for any Captain's Cup or intramural events, as well as basketball officiating, you can call me, Angelina Gott, at 624-3785. You can also stop by either of the gyms to get a hold of either myself or Heather.
And if for some reason you're looking specifically on a fitness question, 1,000-pound club, command challenge, any of the things fitnessy, you can give me a call at 624-4951. And as we always say, Angelina and I do sit next to each other, so as long as you can get in touch with one of us, the other of us will know your question.
I love that so much. Thank you so much, ladies, for being here in the studio. As always,
one team, one dream.
One team, one dream. I love it. For always bringing the energy and reminding us that we don't have to have lunch. We just need a little yoga. So thank you so much for that.
You can eat at your desk. I'm sure no one will mind. You're welcome.
No one will mind. Not at all. So thank you so much for being here with us today and providing us so much information. We, as always, we really appreciate you both. Thank you
so
much.
Thank you.
And for all of our listeners out there, look, this is a challenge for you. Not just a command challenge, but lunchtime yoga. You can take place and just have fun with a little pickle ball as well, because that's still going on. So make sure that you are one in the number. So make sure you continue to keep it here, because we still have a lot more information to cover. Here's Rihanna and Calvin Harris with We Found Love on 105.9.